Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshiper.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boyce, Louisiana. Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Worship and the Word at 11 a.m. And on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m. And at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
Premier to the worship is the Word of God. Come on, somebody. We've made it to the apex. But Paul declares that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. We've not moved out of Luke's Gospel. Pray that it's been edifying to you. We're still at chapter 10, and we're moving into this chapter. I do want to wish happy birthday to Gavin Johnson, whose birthday is in April the 23rd. He'll be 7 years old. They're streaming live at this very moment, and so happy birthday, Gavin, and to Audie, whose birthday was April the 4th. Make sure I get this right. You see Audie here, but I know Audie didn't make 17. Not Audie. Amen. I might have another name here. But they made 17. You're listening. You know who you are as we live stream into your home. Arch. Okay, let's go with Arch. That's right. Amen. Kalajewon. Oh, amen. Happy birthday, Kalajewon. Amen. Listening live stream. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. And we'll lift up verse 7 through 20. And we had a parallel study in our Sunday school lesson this morning with the 12. But here we're talking about the 70 that Jesus sent out and called and chose to carry out the mission, the message of the Master. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk about the joy of the 70, or the joy of ministry. The joy of ministry. We have heretofore in this four-parter, if you will, been talking about and preaching on and teaching on making evangelism a priority again. And certainly that was a part of our Sunday school lesson as we saw Jesus sent out the 12 in our Sunday school lesson, but heretofore we've been talking about the 70 that Jesus sent out and gave them authority to heal the sick, but also we discover that he also gave them the authority to also cast out demons. And so here we have these 70 whom he sent out two by two, and the purpose for sending them out again two by two, that out of the mouth of two or three, a witness will be established. And here you know that you need a partner when you go out. Matter of fact, the scripture talks about that it's good to have a partner, that when one falls, the other is there to lift you up. It's good to have a partner. It's good to have a partnership in marriage, that when one falls helping somebody, that the other can lift you up. It's good to have a prayer partner that's praying for you and praying with you, and you are praying with them. But here we see that the word mission accomplished has been a word that's been around for a long time. And many of you know what it means, like to finish a certain task. To our women in the homes, that you know what it's like to complete the task of delivering and preparing that meal you've been working on all day. You know what it's like to get some things achieved around the house that you've been trying to achieve. You know what it's like to remove the clutter that you've been keeping for a long time, and finally you can raise your hand and say, my God, I'm so glad I finished that task. And what does it do to you when you accomplish some things? It brings you great joy. You are joyful that, my goodness, that thing that I've been trying to do, I finally accomplished. You've graduated from college. You're about to graduate from high school. And that is going to be a joyous occasion in a few days in the month of May for Martiana and Sister Crockett and their family and others who are graduating in May. It's mission accomplished. And surely, Sister Franklin and I were so glad to see Brianna march down the aisle. Help me, somebody. Because we have been going up and down Highway 165 for 4 years. She's back there smiling. And we were so glad when the last time that I had to go up those stairs and get those heavy trunks and get those clothes and bring them home for the last time. It was mission accomplished. It was great joy. Great joy is when you've been planning for that wedding, and surely that day comes, and have come in many of your lives, it brought you great joy. Here we see these 70 disciples who had gone out on a mission from the Master, and the Bible tells us that they came back with joy. They had a joyful celebration. Matter of fact, when we open verse 17, we see that the 70 returned with joy. First of all, I need you to see the delight of the 70, because this word, joy, is an inward expression. Matter of fact, joy is a word that does not matter what your circumstances or happenings around you, you still ought to have joy. And this joy that you have, the world can't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. I know sometimes the ministry and the areas of ministry seem to be a hard task. It's not always easy standing up before you Sunday after Sunday, week after week, caring for the sheep of God. It's not easy standing at the back door helping somebody in your usher capacity when sometimes the members don't always come in thankful and with a smile on their face. And yet you still have to carry out your task because you understand you're not doing it for them, but you're doing it for the Lord. It's not easy week after week to stand up in the choir stand and come to rehearsal. Can become a taskful a situation. But when the Holy Spirit is upon you, encouraging the congregation, you have joy, unspeakable joy. It is a great delight that these 70 went out and they returned. Notice their return was a delightful return, that they had their mission accomplished. But not only do we see the delightful return, their delightful return, but we see also their delightful results. Help me, somebody. It's right here in the text that they returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even demons are subject to us in your name." Yeah, oh, that's one thing to carry out the mission that God has given to you and the task for which God has called you to. But it's another thing to see that your task has brought some results. That there are some fruit from your labor. I wish I had a witness. That you've been effective in what you have been set out and sent out to accomplish. That when people respond to your ministry from the choir, and when folk respond from your ministry as an usher, as you welcome people in, that brings you great joy. The mission has results. Notice that they were able to triumph over demons. They had been given the power, as I said earlier, to heal the sick. But also, like the 12 apostles, they were able to cast out demons. And you understand now that demons are fallen angels. Help me, somebody. When Satan revolted against God in heaven, he was kicked out of God's heaven. And Revelation tells us that over one-third of the angels followed him. And these angels became demons as Lucifer became Satan. That he is the accuser of the brethren, and he is the one who is God's adversary. And so we need to understand that they were rejoicing because they got great results. We ought to carry out what God results come as a result of you being obedient unto the Lord. Oh, can I tell you, and I've said it many times, that obedience is better than sacrifice. We should rather obey God than man. So not only do we see the delight of the 70, but you also need to see the downward path of Satan. Oh, where is it, Pastor? It's right here in the text, in verse 18. Very clearly it says, he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, if you will, that would take you back to his fall that Isaiah 14 talks about. But here, Jesus is not talking about Isaiah 14. When Satan, Lucifer fell, and now Satan to the earth. No, he's not talking about that. Yes, he did see that. Jesus was there. Help me, somebody. The word was there when Satan fell. But he's not talking about that. He's talking about here when the missionaries went out to carry out their mission, and the demons were subject to them. He saw that the kingdom of Satan was beginning to fall. I wish I had a believer here. You see, many people don't understand that Satan is the ruler. He's been given the ruler of the air. And because he's fallen, every person who is under his guise is influenced by Satan. Every person who is lost and have never accepted Christ remains in his kingdom. But can I tell you that as a believer, we all been called to go back and to be able to share the gospel and to bring our brothers and sisters out of darkness and to bring them into the marvelous light. That the church really understands this awesome and great task that we've been given. That one soul by one soul that we witness to and they turn to Jesus Christ brings the kingdom of Satan down. Matter of fact, many of us give too much power to Satan. I wish I had a witness here. But what will bring him down, brothers and sisters, one soul at a time, is when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, when we bring people to the kingdom of Jesus, we bring them to the marvelous light of his reign, rule, and regulation. You know, we often wonder why people do what they do. It's because we have a verbal confession of Christ, but we don't have an inward possession of Christ. Don't get that when you get home. A lot of people profess Christ, but a lot of folk don't know him in the part of their sin. We got a lot of folk who will be attending on Easter Sunday morning. And after Easter, they have nothing to do with Jesus. And so these 70 were given this power. And can I tell you, there's power in the cross. Can I tell you, at Calvary, Christ died for our sins. And it disarmed and defeated Satan. You need to know that Satan is a defeated foe. Our task, Mount Triumph, is to be missionaries and messengers and ambassadors for Christ, sharing the good news everywhere we go. And when you invade on Satan's territory, let me tell you, you're going to meet with some resistance. I wish I had a witness. And that's why we need the power is what Jesus told his disciples, you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Not only do we see here the downward path of Satan, he says, I saw him fall like lightning, and then he says, behold, in verse 19, I give you authority, I give you power to trample on serpents and scorpions. Oh, brothers and sisters, these 70 were given the authority. One, that word means, the first word means exousia, which means the delegated authority to do a thing. I wish I had a believer in the house. Let me break it down to you. The players on the football field or the basketball court, they have dunamis. They have that power, dunamis, the might to carry out a task, to run for a touchdown or to make a tackle. But the referee, help me somebody, in the game has exousia because he can stop the game. He can make a call, and then he can go up to the booth, help me somebody, the review booth, and he can overturn the call. Now, I know that may not help us too much because those referees, those same referees with the same authority, missed the call of the Saints. Y'all know I had to bring that one back. That was a good segue to bring that up. And they said without any evidence, certain evidence, they couldn't overturn the call. But these 70 had exousia, they had authority to trample over serpents and scorpions. Now, I wonder why Luke here put serpents and scorpions. You already know that snakes represents, help me somebody, Satan. Boy, I wish I had a witness here. I have two. And Sister Franklin, help me somebody. If she sees one, I'm gonna have to get that hole out, help me somebody. I remember one time we came home, we had about 15 or 16 of them swimming in the backyard. And Sister Franklin spotted those snakes. I knew my work was cut out for me. And what we did, we got the hole out and cutting up some, and then I had to run to the store and get me some of that snake away. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. But can I tell you, for Satan, you don't need no snake away. The blood of Jesus is against you. Matter of fact, I can hear Brother D. Wood Quinney saying it even right now, singing that old song. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. That's how we tear the kingdom down of Satan that he's built up, one soul at a time. Every time we share the gospel and somebody repents and turns to Christ, his kingdom is lit. I gotta tell you, not only did they have exousia, but they also had dunamis. He tells them in verse 19 again that they're able to trample over serpents. They're able to trample over scorpions. And then he says, and over all the power of the enemy. And I don't want you to think that you don't have some power. But when you're carrying out God's work that you find yourself under God's protection plan. Don't worry about the enemy. Just go on and do what God has called for you to do. He said it this morning that we need not be afraid that somebody said, well, what if when we go out that they know more Bible than we know and we get rejected by them? Surely we've already been taught that when you go to somebody's house and God has been working on their heart, that peace will abide. One thing about somebody whom God has got ready, they will welcome you to come in. I wish I had a witness. I told you already that God does a work on people's heart. All he needs is a vessel to go by and share the gospel. A lot of folks don't know, but God goes with us to the meeting, and he sets up the meeting, and he meets us in the meeting, and he makes the meeting successful. Well, I told you before, I'll tell you again. Philip, come in and talk to me. In the desert of Gaza, there's a man riding on a chariot, and he's reading from Isaiah 53. And he don't understand what he's reading. But I need you to go and help him to understand what he's reading. And from there, under the guise and the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, the Bible said, Philip preached unto him Jesus. And after a while, that man got a good, clear understanding of the gospel. And the Bible said, he said, there is water, what hinders me? And so there, Philip stopped the chariot and baptized the man. But one thing about it, when we go about our task, it's not for us to gloat over those who get saved. I wish I had a witness. We'll stop right there and forget about it. Out of the one that got saved, there's 10 more that needs to be saved. And we stop sharing the gospel because we say, well, I done got my quota in for the day. But I need you to tell you that the work of the missionary and the work of the messenger is ought to be a daily thing. Every day that God wakes you up, every day that God gets you up, you ought to be telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Sarah wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just couldn't keep it to myself. You know, when you've been saved and secure for heaven, you want to share it with somebody. You know, when somebody gets married in your family, you want to share it with somebody. You know, when somebody is graduating in your family, it's natural to share it with somebody. And just like you've been saved, it ought to be natural for you to tell somebody. Well, let me go on. I'm going to my seat.
You have been listening to the radio.